Zorn, 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 the greatest father in all the land. Zorn, 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 we sing the praises of Zorn.
Reminds me of Easter Mass.
Yes.
This is very church-like.
Yes, very, very
that,
church-like.
Have they added that to the liturgy yet?
Yes.
A lot of churches
and with your spirit
playing that.
And also with you.
Eric Zorn is here from the Chicago Tribune. A week ago, Eric, you said exactly where you're sitting now. You were all decked out in Michigan wear. And I imagine it wasn't just us, because the city fell in love with the Loyola Ramblers.
They did, and I kind of did too, you know, in a way. But as a Michigan, I grew up in Ann Arbor and rooting for Michigan as a kid, and then I went there, and mm-hmm. you can't trade on that. My blood runs blue, and in fact, I think most Loyola fans would not have wanted someone to turn coat like that.
Right?
They'd love the bandwagon jumpers, and they got millions of them. But I don't think they would have wanted. So they wouldn't have respected me if I'd.
It was crowded on that bandwagon, by the way.
It was a terrific story. Couldn't get a seat. I love that story. I love the Loyola team. They played the game right. The two guys
who've
been friends.
What's with the tights? What was the compression wear that they were wearing under their shorts? It was bugging me.
Oh, that's. I mean, it's real common.
But not other teams were wearing it. It was mainly just them, and it was like, really.
It depends.
Slimming,
you see guys. It is. It's very slimming.
Like leggings under their shorts.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what that. I don't know why they do that. There's some wear shirts like that too, with their, like, it'll be on their arms.
Mm-hmm. But that's the only team that I saw with the legs covered. It looked very weird to me.
That was maybe the only team you were looking at their legs, Wendy, because it was a lot of the teams.
Oh, there were.
Other teams do it too.
I didn't watch any other games.
But the guys who were who'd been playing together since third grade, and they're
sobbing.
Yeah,
that's a nice story.
But why is one leaving? One's older.
Yeah. One is a senior and one is a junior.
Was one held back? I
don't know. No.
Well, it says since third grade. They didn't say since second and third grade. So
no,
I was
right.
Like, why are they? Why is
there's
one leaving?
There's a story. Behind that is a tale, I'm sure.
I get the story.
You know what it might be? I think when you transfer, maybe you have to sit out a season. Is that,
that's
is that
right.
It?
That's right. That's right. Yes, you do. That's right.
Yeah.
You're a genius.
Well,
you are a genius.
Thanks
for
finally
genius.
Realizing that.
Thank you, Mommy.
But now
next on the score.
You're going to head back up to Michigan, and I think this is so nice to watch the game with your dad.
Yeah, I'm leaving.
That's so nice.
I'm leaving as soon as I leave the studio. I'm going over to my car and heading out to Ann Arbor. And
how long of a drive is that?
It's about 4.5 hours, depends on how fast you go.
Are you a sweet son?
Yeah, no, it's really nice. So
you'll put in 9 hours of driving, roughly, just to share that moment.
Oh, yeah. It'll be great.
Oh,
it'll be
so
fabulous.
Nice.
And then I'll turn. I got a story I got to do tomorrow, so I got to turn around and come right back. But no, I did it in 2013. Michigan played, and it was bad luck. Michigan lost. But it's a great. You know,
maybe you should just Skype and watch the game with them via Skype.
No, that wouldn't
not
be the
same.
That wouldn't be the
different
same.
Different turnout, maybe.
But you said people have said
right,
to you, there have been
separate rooms.
Marriages where one person was rooting for one team and somebody for the other.
I did a column last week where I talked about being a despised Michigan fan in Chicago during this Loyola week, and how, you know, I was wearing my hat and my sweatshirts and so on, and people were, you know, razzing me on the street and so mm-hmm. on. And people wrote to me and said, yeah, my family is torn apart by this because I'm a Michigan grad. And there are a lot of them. There are like 26,000 Michigan grads in this area. I mean, there's a lot of people mm-hmm. who went to Michigan in the Chicago area. And of course, their families, their kids who've been roped into this nonsense. And people were saying, well, my wife went to Loyola, or my husband went to Loyola. I went to Michigan. We can't watch in the same room, and we don't know what to do. And people sent me pictures of one in a Michigan shirt, one in a Loyola shirt, and so on. I guess a little bit of that happens with Cubs and Sox, and anytime there's a World Series.
Oh, absolutely.
But this was the thing about this. First of all, Michigan is you know, it's close to Chicago, and there are like it's a big alumni base here, and also the Loyola story was just fantastic. It really was. It wasn't. You know, DePaul or Northwestern, you know, schools that sort of traditionally think of themselves in those terms, and mm-hmm. even though maybe not with much merit, but they do. But this was, or Notre Dame, which is also a huge,
yeah.
huge. This was like such a Cinderella story, such
right.
an underdog story. And you know, my wife, who's a Michigan grad, she was like, she was not into beating Loyola. She thought she was okay. She wanted to win because it would keep me calm. But she was really thinking that Loyola was a much better story than Michigan.
Well, they would have been the first double-digit ranked team.
Right.
They were an 11 seed
right.
to make the finals ever. That says a lot.
And the lowest seed to win, I think, is Villanova back in, gosh, I want to say 86.
They were eighth or something?
Eighth or ninth. Yeah. They were, but this would have been the first double-digit seed. And they were ahead by 10 points in the second half.
And then right. I started watching the game.
As soon as Wendy
happened.
Turned the
really?
Game on.
That's what it was.
I never saw a lick of NCAA basketball until then, and then all of a sudden it turned around.
I don't know if those tooth marks are going to come out of my couch or not, but boy, that was
I mentioned this earlier, that with teams that I've been a fan of my whole life, when the Blackhawks were eliminated in the playoffs last year in four games, you picked the Chicago team. When they've been eliminated, I have a very hard 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 days. This took me about 2 minutes. When it was over, I went, oh, that's sad. And well, I was sad, but it was a quick rebound.
Well, because, Bill, you probably have never been to a Loyola basketball
game. I never
have. I want to say, and it's not that far from your house, right?
No.
I mean, it's, you know. And
my wife's a graduate from there.
No, really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, this is worse than I thought.
Yeah.
No, so you were totally a bandwagon jumper. You just,
100%.
So it's much easier to hop off a bandwagon than it is when you're going for the whole. If you had been, like, following them from when they were training and, oh, they got that guy from Iowa
right.
State, it's going to be great.
You know, that would have been
then
a huge difference.
Expectations build up. Here's a question for you. I see people like crying on the sidelines and stuff. Do you ever cry about a sports team, or have you ever cried?
I have.
You have?
Yeah.
No.
Thinking.
You
I
haven't
don't think
ever?
So. No, I don't think so.
I never have you. But when did you?
When the Cubs lost to the Marlins, I sat by. Do you know the actor Chris O'Donnell?
Yeah.
He and I cried together.
Was he Robin?
Yeah. In one of the Batman movies, he was Robin. But
did you hug each other?
No, it was too painful. We and there were other plenty. There were much bigger, stronger guys than us, lumberjack types, just weeping openly at the end of that game.
This was game 7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Against the Marlins here. Yeah.
Yeah. That was, I mean, I feel bad for teams, but I don't think I've ever wept.
Never cried.
Wept.
No,
I don't think so.
I have cried more. I know you'll understand this. When the Cubs won it a year and a half ago, when the White Sox
tears
won
of
it,
joy.
I cried like crazy both times.
You're adorable.
Oh, I couldn't
is.
Stop
he
crying.
He's a genius and he's adorable.
Yeah.
This is like a setup for a sitcom.
but you understand that, right? It's, your emotions just run amok. You have
yes.
no control anymore.
Yeah, happy things, good things tend to bring out more emotion, I think, than
yeah.
for me anyway, than sad, than things that are like just... It's really sad when a team loses, but you think... Especially, well, now the thing about Loyola is these guys, none of them are going to play in the pros, right? They're
Everybody keeps saying that, and that's...
That's not necessarily true.
But probably.
Probably true.
Probably.
They probably...
Don't
this
ruin
is,
it. Again, too soon. You guys, it's too soon. Bill said something earlier
they're
about
probably,
Sister Jean.
It's like the milkshake doc. We've talked about that on the show. It's like someone you fall in love with someone, like it turns out, oh, they're racist. Oh,
yeah.
They've got some
horrible
thing in their past.
Right.
I just think these guys are just, they're college athletes. They're getting scholarships, they're getting an education, and then they're all going to be moving on, almost certainly. And that's not true of these like one-and-done schools like
yeah.
Kentucky and Duke, all of whom are gone.
But most of those schools, most of the big schools, there's always a guy on the team that you go, that guy is destined for fame in the NBA. And honestly, the Ramblers, some of it is the height.
Yes.
Some of it is it's just the skill set.
The compression
shorts. I hope the compression shorts, Wendy,
tights.
Play into it.
Yeah. So
it's
so,
possible, but it's not probable.
So you've got this team that's got they're,
that's sad.
It's actually yeah. like, you know, these guys. I mean, the reason I'm saying that is that you talk about like the Cubs losing. All those guys are going to go home and, you know, look at their bank balance and go, oh, well, you know, gosh, it's terrible. I lost
right.
in this game, but I'm making so much money playing a child's game.
Right.
But these kids are loyal. They're not getting. I mean, they're getting a scholarship, but they're not getting paid. They don't have a big future in this. This is their lives. This is their identities, and I really relate to those kids. Sobbing in each other's arms after that game, because you know, no, here's why. It's not just that they lost. It's an end of an era for them,
right?
And I remember the time when I played high school basketball, and I knew that I wasn't good enough to play in college. And in the last game, we lost in like the second round of the playoffs. I remember just like sitting in the car and going, like, that's it. This was my.
Right.
This was so much my identity for
but
so long.
But you didn't cry, did you?
Yeah, probably. You know,
because that's what I know.
But it wasn't because we lost. It was the end of an era. It was the end of this era. This end of this singular world. And this is no longer my identity. My identity has now changed.
Yeah.
And now who am I? Because I'm not the high school basketball player.
I played in high school too, Eric, and I knew I wouldn't play in college.
And you didn't feel like when it was over, you didn't think like, well, who is Wendy anyway?
No, I was on to do something else.
What ended up happening to you?
I don't know.
Where is she now?
Still waiting. I don't know. I'd love
but
to find out.
See, and I'm looking at him crying, and it's like, oh, that's really touching. But then I'm like, dude, this isn't the place. I had back and forth with it.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, this is an emotional thing because they've been friends since third grade, and they're going to be split up. That's a sad little thing. I don't think he was crying necessarily just because they lost. But I've seen people cry because of the loss, and that bugs me.
But if you're Ben Richards is his name. If you're him and you say to yourself, well, if I'm not going pro, this is my last college game, I guess basketball is a thing of the past for me. So that's sad.
Yeah, it is sad, but you know, a lot of things in life are sad.
Because when they look back on this, when these guys all look back on this game, and with the coach and everyone else, they're going to be so proud of themselves.
They should be.
They should be so proud. They did so well. They overachieved so much. Most teams don't leave a tournament like this feeling that good about themselves, because usually the best teams end up, you know, winning until they lose. But this was such a good story. Yeah. They got to feel great about it.
Agreed. But they're not going to be separated forever. They're just not going to play together. They'll be friends.
Those are the rules. They can't. No, that's what I mean.
Were there other people that are done that were seniors that cried?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not really.
Hmm? I don't know. But it's, you know.
It's touching.
But as a fan, I don't get as involved as in terms of, like, actual sorrow. I get, like, angry. Why aren't they throwing it into the post?
Right. You yell stuff out. That guy's open! You scream it like they don't know that.
And Johanna was
complaining. I know that guy's open.
Johanna was complaining that I was upsetting the dog, you know.
Don't upset the dog. All right.
They hear things 10 times louder than we do.
Really?
Well, I don't know if it's 10 times, but they say it's louder.
She must have suffered serious hearing damage.
Uh-oh.
That could be it.
Hey, I got the 10 top tweets.
Can we do that when we come back?
Do we have to wait?
Hold that thought. Yeah, Eric, it's better that way.
Eric,
people
really
want to wait.
You're smooth as silk.
All right, more with Eric Zorn in the 10 top tweets of the month. That's coming up.
We've got Eric Zorn in the studio. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. You can find Eric Zorn online and Chicago Tribune as well in print. What were we going to discuss? I remember the tease.
Oh, man. All these people are waiting in their cars for the top 10 tweets of the month.
That's right.
Wendy forgot the tease. No, every week I have this poll at the website about to pick the best, like it's about 15, 20 semifinalists. People pick the best tweets, but not the winners are not always the ones that I like the best. So every month I bring my 10 best here to try them out on your guys. And I put them online, and I'll give the link to Jasmine so we can attribute them.
Yeah, because that's better.
Otherwise,
they deserve the credit.
People deserve the credit.
Yeah.
First one is, I don't engage in gossip at work, but I can tell you who does.
That's beautiful.
I'm glad you included that when I sent it in.
LaCroix tastes like a Fresca that committed suicide.
Oh, I love Fresca.
I love Fresca. I do not like LaCroix.
I don't either.
That's perfect.
If you want club soda, you want carbonation in it, and LaCroix just doesn't put it in.
LaCroix doesn't bring it in.
Oh, now I want a Fresca.
Oh, Fresca.
So refreshing. Mm.
And a great word, too.
Refresking.
I want to lose weight, but I don't want to get caught up in one of those eat right and exercise scams. Thank you for translating mucho for me. It means a lot.
These are great.
Do you know who Dimitri Martin is?
Yeah.
He's a stand-up comic.
Yeah.
What you just read sounds, I don't know that he had anything to do with it, but it sounds like everything he says and does.
Turn on that.
Yeah.
Pro cooking tip. If you stir a little coconut oil into your kale, it makes it easier to scrape into the garbage. This one's by Bill Maher, actually.
Oh.
Who is pretty active on Twitter. When the college kids start throwing up all over Mexico on spring break, you know the Mexicans are thinking, yeah, you're not sending us your best either. Wear a sombrero to the next wedding you're invited to. Long after they're divorced, they'll talk about the guy in the sombrero.
Funny.
Okay. Mueller's yarn and thumbtack budget must be through the roof. You know, Mueller and the yarn, thumbtack, the conspiracies.
Right? I want a little more from that one.
Yeah.
It's almost there. It just needs a little more juice.
Little
I don't know what
juice,
it is.
Yeah.
Almost.
I just love the idea of Mueller going, we can't afford any more yarn.
Right. Completely out.
The fact that old MacDonald had a farm implies a terrible tragedy of which we know nothing. And the last one. If a tree falls in the forest and no one hears it, Maybe that's where your kid should be practicing the trumpet.
Oh, that is funny.
So those are top
very
10,
funny.
Top
These
10
were
kids.
This was a strong batch.
It was a strong batch. It was a good month. Yeah, I keep thinking every month, like, well, that's the last thing. No one has anything funny to say anymore.
Yeah,
there's a lot of good, smart people writing on Twitter.
Speaking of Twitter, Jimmy Pardo is a frequent guest on the show. I've known Jimmy since high school. A very, very funny comedian. He got into a Twitter war over the weekend with Frank Stallone.
Oh my goodness, Frank Stallone tweeted something horrible.
Yeah. So Frank Stallone was very critical of the Florida kids right. that are becoming activists.
What
and
did he say exactly?
I can't remember, but it was all these people who can.
I get
why
his
are
and
they
Ted
pitching?
Nugent.
So Nugent, remember Ted
Nugent was also
is a
bad.
Complete.
Yeah.
Yim yammer. Let me just say that.
He called those kids soulless.
Soulless, right.
Right.
Kids have no soul.
They have been referred to as Nazis by certain people, have called them Nazis.
Why are they picking on these kids? Please.
I don't know.
Well, they're picking on these kids because they're getting attention and they're moving the needle. And that's what's doing it,
but
right?
But Jimmy called out Frank Stallone, who has since, to his semi-credit, has apologized. And
he
really
doesn't even deserve semi credits.
I don't know. He's recanted the things that he said. He said,
wants to Frank Stallone wants to deeply apologize for something he wrote in a message sent Sunday. Sylvester Stallone's sibling says he's sorry for what he tweeted out the previous day that attacked Florida school shooting survivor David Hogg. He's an actor best known for writing music for his older brother's movies, used profane language to refer to Hogg, suggesting one of the teen's peers must be, quote, dying to sucker punch him. He later deleted the tweet and another one aimed at a different Parkland survivor. I don't know.
Probably
what
Emma
it was.
Gonzalez. She's the one that everyone.
Yeah,
else
it
is
Emma Gonzalez.
On. Yeah, it's very sad and disgusting.
How can anyone rip on those kids? Those kids were fighting for their lives. They're running through a school.
Even if they don't agree, can't they just say, "Wow, good for them. They're trying." Yeah.
Well,
I don't agree with
and
them.
And also to understand where they're coming from. I mean, these kids. What a tragedy. What a horrible thing to have have lived through to
right.
be in that school when that happened. And so they're expressing themselves. And I think you can argue with them if you'd like. About their gun control ideas, but to call them soulless and to suggest they get beaten up or that they're
right.
Hitlers, or some of them have suggested that these people are just actors that have been hired to do this.
Many people
ridiculous.
And I don't understand that. I don't understand the hostility that's greeting them. But part of that, I mean, if they're taking at this the right way, the long view of it, is the fact that they are exciting so much response, as ugly as some of it is, means that they're actually
it's getting the job done.
They're getting their message through. That if people, it's much better to have that sort of thing than to be ignored. When
right.
when you're pushing for social activism
right.
like that. So
right.
So you hope that they can continue going.
And I hope.
Again,
so.
We've been talking about this. Just seems like every other week or so, we said like this is different somehow
yeah.
this time, and it's continuing to last. And I guess there's a big protest on the 20th of April, is that the right
date? Yes.
And so there's going to be another big march, and they had some gun control legislation go through in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's
which wasn't
fighting.
Easy to do.
Stuff going on.
That's Eric Zorn, everybody. Read him in the Chicago Tribune.
Safe travels.
Go blue.
Have a good time tonight, Eric. We'll take a quick break, and then Wendy and I are headed toward the stream, but you can listen here to the Wintrust Business Lunch with Steve. We'll tell you what he has next. Bill and Wendy, WGN.